Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
WMFO in Medford.
Patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Hello, this is DJ Bobo on your favorite radio station.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
We had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
This is a special tribute to all the party people around this planet. Welcome to the world of rhythm and dance with me.
Do you want to see me?
singing lady makes a jump in. Another nuclear shower. Once again in the place, it's grooving. The record's playing, the crowd is moving. Pump up the bass in the place. Party people, no time to waste. No matter how fast you walk, I'm faster. So let me get to you, I'm the master. I play the hits and you start the party. Come on girl, let's pump that body.
Just keep on dancing. C'est l'amour qui fait la vie possible. L'amour qui fait la vie possible.
Just keep on. Welcome, party people, to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a different weekly theme. And tonight, we are bringing you overall a pretty high-energy show called Do You Wanna Dance? And we are featuring the Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. His given name is Peter Bauman, and he's been active since 1989 as a singer and a songwriter, a dancer, a choreographer, a music producer, and he has sold 14 million records. Yes, records all around the world. And I really love his music for going out and running. It's really high energy stuff, and his fat bass sounds, kind of like a sledgehammer made out of rubber. So yes, indeed, party people, a very high energy show for you this evening with plenty of electronic dance beats. But we're also gonna have classic rock, plenty of classic rock with the Rolling Stones and T-Rex and Van Halen, plus a deep cut from Devo going out to my fellow spud boy, DJ Chris Major of Strike the Box, who's here on alternating Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. And in the next set, we're also going to be hearing a track recorded in 1935 by the absolutely incredible all-around talent Valida Snow, who was perhaps Hank Fonts. Longtime WMFO DJ, Hank Fonts, his favorite female jazz musician. And, that's who I learned about Valida Snow from. And later in the show, we're also going to be hearing Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies and the Penguin Cafe Orchestra as well. And I wanted to mention more broadly, I'm dedicating this show to former WMFO DJ, one of my favorite DJs ever, and executive board member, programming director, Jane Acker. She had a show called... Yes, her show was about dancing, because she was a dancer. And, where also our audio clips this evening are, well, her show was called Don't Make Me Dance. That's what I wanted to say. And it was an outstanding show that I pulled the podcasts down from the archive, and that's the way I'd listen to them, so I'd be able to go and hear the whole things. And our audio clips this evening are in particular going to include Groucho Marx, Malcolm X, and Timothy Leary, that psychedelic prophet from the 1960s and beyond, excerpts from his talk, The Pursuit of Pleasure. And then later in the program, Professor Joanne Meyerowitz talking about the first notable American transsexual, Christine Jorgensen. And I'm mixing that on top of DJ Bobo's Take Control. So we started off the show with our featured artist, DJ Bobo, an introduction mixed in. And then the Ramones, a live version of Do You Wanna Dance? And then DJ Bobo with a full song, a remix of Keep On Dancing. And backing me up right now is the Japanese band Denki Groove. And this being a Tears of the Gods, we don't have a requirement for any Japanese music at all, unlike a plastic sushi, which just has to start with at least two Japanese songs. But but it's my show and I can do what I want. And this is Baron Dance behind me. And I also wanted to mention, thanks to DJ Easy Ed for the previous 2 hours, and Bloodshot Bill. That was the last artist that he played. And I like Bloodshot Bill a lot. And I'd also just mention again that tomorrow, the Raging Teens Holiday Shindig record release is out there in Austin. And Bloodshot Bill's going to be playing there. So that'd be a great thing to catch if you like live music. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another high-energy dance mix from our featured artist, DJ Bobo. And we're also going to hear from Telepop Music, Valida Snow, The Rolling Stones, Mr. Ho's Orchestronica. And, well, why don't I just give the whole set list away? And we're going to finish it off with some Motley Crue as we explore this theme of Do You Want to Dance? Only here on WMFO on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage.
I won't dance for you now.
Out of the way early tonight.
Let's go down to the drummer's club. You take the streetcar and I'll take the sun. Let's have a party and let's spread good cheer. Oh, you bring the pretzels and I'll bring the beer.
let anyone tell you that it's not time to dance, because it's time to dance.
The LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary, once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within. says about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 9 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. See, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass, megalopolis, cosmopolitan, national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now, I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, we think that in the future, you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago, where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. Wise men and philosophers have always said this. The more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like, beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before literally one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked, is the question that I think about more seriously than the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task of society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social... You're not going to... The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see, and now it's the orthodoxy in this country, we'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
tonight here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. Our theme is Do You Wanna Dance? And we are featuring that Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. We began this set with That Man Himself and I Want Your Body. And then we heard from Telepop Music, Dance Me. And then Hank Fonce's favorite female jazz musician, Valida Snow. I can't dance. I got ants in my pants. Besides being a wonderful singer, she played the trumpet and she did such a great job. She was so good at it that people called her Little Louie after Louis Armstrong. And he himself said that she was the second best trumpet player, jazz trumpet player in the world at the time, after himself. She had a pretty tragic life. She toured all around the world and did great with that. But then the Nazis basically imprisoned her while she was on a tour in Europe. And she was eventually released, but the experience affected her profoundly, and she was never the same. And she died relatively young as well. But I learned about her from Hank Fonce, one of our very earliest WMFO archives. And I'm very happy to say that if you want to check out more of Valida Snow, on the Internet Archive, there's lots of her music available from decades ago. But it's there and it's free. Just browse and download. Archive.org. And then we followed that with the Rolling Stones and Dance Little Sister with some great dual guitar work in there. And then Mr. Ho's orchestronica. It's a tricky word for sure, because it's a made-up word. That was Arab Dance, and we extensively mixed excerpts from Dr. Timothy Leary, American psychologist, Harvard professor, writer, and psychedelic prophet. That was from a TV program, The Pursuit of Pleasure. And he had an incredible life, a very chaotic and crazy life. But, well, here's just one example. You know, so he was a Harvard psychologist. And at a certain point, well, several points in his life, he ended up getting arrested. And when they sentenced him to prison, ultimately, they gave him a series of psychological tests that they used to evaluate inmates and then assign them to appropriate kinds of work details. And what they didn't realize is that he had designed some of these psychological tests that they were giving him himself, including one called the Leary Interpersonal Behavior Inventory. So he answered them in such a way that he seemed to, when they scored the tests, that it seemed like he was a very conforming, conventional person who was interested in forestry and gardening. So as a result, on the work detail, they assigned him to be a gardener in a lower security prison. And he escaped from there by just walking away. Wow. Good job. But yes, a crazy life and somebody who's been so profoundly important to the 1960s culture and ultimately our world as it is right now. Timothy Leary. Rest in peace. And then we finished things off with some real headbanging, compressed, distorted guitar work in there. Motley Crue, Come On and Dance from their Too Fast for Love album. Backing me up right now is the Brian Eno-produced Laraji. This is from Ambient 3, Day of Radiance. Dance number 2. So, this Sunday will be the final performance in the Tufts Granoff Music Center Sunday Concert Series. And the Tufts Wind Ensemble is going to be performing. The entire performance is called Poems. And it's live. It's free. It's open to the public. Yes, everybody, you too, no matter who you are. And it takes place at 3 p.m. in the Distler Performance Hall of the Granoff Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue, right here on the lovely Tufts Medford Somerville campus. And if you want more information, just fire up your favorite web browser and search for, say, Tufts Fall 2017 Concerts. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Music Department and your music-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Well, let's continue with your Friday night sound collage party with some more of our featured artist, the incredibly talented DJ Bobo. And we're going to begin and end the sets with DJ Bobo. And in between, we're going to be hearing some dance-related songs from Keb Mo, Two Unlimited, Don Henley, and Van Halen. The classic Van Halen lineup. Here on WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Somebody dance with me.
Live a more life till your feet's on the ground. Then put your hands up in the air. Wave like I just don't care. And if you're ready to rock, then rock with me. And somebody say, oh yeah!
I've met a lot of pinup girls, but I've never been able to pin one down.
Well, she just wants to stay.